You are Locked On 49ers, your daily San Francisco 49ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 49ers. Happy Thursday morning, Wednesday evening, depending on when you listen to your podcast. The schedule is out for the 2021 season. Let's break it down, shall we? The easiest games, the most difficult games, what stretch is worrisome on this schedule? Overall, what's the outlook here? What should the over-under be for wins for the 49ers during the 2021 season? And, oh yeah, I think we start to see a nice little spot or two that rookie quarterback Trey Lance could potentially be plugged into the lineup, but a lot of that depends on how the 49ers are playing under Jimmy Garoppolo at the time, which could make things somewhat dicey for Kyle Shanahan when he's making that decision. We'll cover all of those things, get to some of your questions as well on today's program. At BD Peacock is always where you can find me on Twitter and get those questions in. You can also email the show, LockedOn49ers@gmail.com. Some film rooms to come on some of the latest 49ers draft picks as well, and we've got plenty of time to break all of these players down as we head toward this 2021 season. But a big day, as the schedule has now been released and the Niners will be featured on a prime time as much as any team in the league during the 2021 season. This episode brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. Odds already up for week one when the San Francisco 49ers travel to Detroit to face the Lions. Week one, 2021, September 12th. It is a 10 a.m. start time Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern time. 49ers at Detroit Lions. Niners favored by 7.5. You can go get in on some of that action right now at betonline.ag, by the way. 49ers win total, 10.5. Prior to this schedule release. And it looks like there's a whole lot of wins on this schedule, starting with that Lions team that's rebuilding, that has Jared Goff at quarterback, who the 49ers give fits to. They know how to go after Goff, and Goff does not deal well with pressure, although he's got some decent offensive linemen. And we're going to get to see Nick Bosa versus their first-round pick, Penei Sewell, in week one. As long as Nick Bosa is healthy and that ACL rehab that looks like it's going pretty well continues to go well. Rookie mini camp this week. Can't wait to see some, maybe even some videos of Trey Lance running around in a 49ers practice uni for the first time, along with some of the other 49ers rookies. That'll be fun. That's going to be a huge storyline all season long. When will Trey Lance get his first NFL start? Will he get on the field even when he's not starting games? Will he be used in a role that allows him to see action even when he's not starting at quarterback for the 49ers? Can he see the field with Jimmy Garoppolo potentially? I don't know, but I think it's pretty clear where there are some areas that Trey Lance could be inserted into the starting lineup, as long as it's not an emergency situation with Jimmy Garoppolo getting hurt and going down and the 49ers are forced to put him out there before they maybe are ready to do so. Who will the third quarterback be on the roster? Will the 49ers even carry three? I bet they do. That's a camp battle. The number three QB, or maybe even the number two QB to start, if Trey Lance is the number three to start the season, if they don't want to put him in and maybe even not put him in uniform on game day and have him in sweatpants on the sideline and have either Josh Rosen or Nate Sudfeld as the backup early on. That is another training camp storyline to follow. There's a lot of training camp battles, but let's talk about the schedule here. Week one, Detroit Lions. Staying on the road in week two at the Philadelphia Eagles. I gotta believe that that's an opportunity to hang out in Youngstown, Ohio, as the 49ers have done in the past. It's almost a perfect midpoint between Detroit and Philadelphia. I think that would be a perfect fit for the 49ers to hang out Youngstown State, maybe get some practice in during the week before going to Philly and playing week two on the road. Again, another early start, and the 49ers do have a lot of those 10 a.m. Pacific time starts, but it's easier to pile those two together to start the season and maybe travel back and forth less across the country by hanging out in, you know, wherever it is. They've hung out in a few different places before on the East Coast, and I think it's a smart way to do things. A little extra camping. The 49ers break camp and then go have another away camp for a couple of weeks before coming back to their home opener, which is against the Green Bay Packers in what will potentially be a full Levi's Stadium. How awesome is that going to be? How crazy are those 49ers fans going to be to finally be back at Levi's? A primetime game, Sunday Night Football against the Green Bay Packers, September 26th, week 3. You really find out what this 49ers team is going to look like. Is Aaron Rodgers even going to be quarterback of the Green Bay Packers at that point? Could that be Jordan Love versus Jimmy G? Could it be Jordan Love versus Trey Lance potentially? I don't think Trey Lance will be starting yet. I think he's got that opportunity, though, coming up in a couple weeks here as we look at this schedule. But that's going to be a fun one. At home, the home opener, primetime Green Bay Packers. And 49ers Packers, no matter who the quarterbacks are or what these teams are doing, I mean, that's always a marquee matchup, so that's going to be super fun. And another tough one back-to-back. This is the rival Seattle Seahawks coming to face the 49ers Sunday, October 3rd in Week 4. Staying in the division in Week 5, going on the road to the Arizona Cardinals October 10th. And then the 49ers have somewhat of an early bye, Week 6 bye. And again, this is an 18-week schedule. 17 games over 18 weeks now. We've got that seven. It's odd looking at the schedule and seeing that there's 17 football games. An extra away game, by the way. 9 away, 8 at home. So some of that doesn't seem ideal. But talked about the travel, the 49ers have the most mileage to travel of any team in the league this year. Nearly 30,000 miles potentially flown for the 49ers, but they could knock off a few thousand, right, by laying over in Youngstown or wherever it is between weeks 1 and 2. And then, you know, then they might fall out of the top 5 even in mileage. So I think that's probably a smart way to do it for the 49ers. But that's one of the only difficulties of this schedule, I think, for San Francisco, because it really seems like there's a lot of W's here to be had. And that's even with the 49ers playing in probably the toughest division in the NFL and the NFC West. But again, they're playing that fourth place schedule from last year. So that's going to help them out when you have teams like the Lions and the Jaguars and the Bengals on the schedule. That does make things a lot easier for San Francisco in 2021. But that Week 6 bye, so again, that's Lions, Eagles, Packers, Seahawks, Cardinals, then a bye. We're really going to have a good idea of what this 49ers team is about after those first 5 weeks, a solid month of the season, and then a bye week. And I think if I was Vegas placing the over-under for when Trey Lance could start his first game for the 49ers, I'd place it at Week 7. And maybe the opponent isn't ideal, but it's a home game. It's another primetime game. Do you plug a rookie in primetime following the bye week against the Indianapolis Colts, who have a pretty good team? That would be fun, man. That would be fun, and that would be a great storyline for the NFL. In a Sunday night football game, October 24th, would give the Niners some time to maybe maneuver a trade at that point midseason if they wanted to get offers and field some offers for Jimmy Garoppolo. I could see it. Week 7, that might be the over-under for when Trey Lance could start his first game in the NFL. But if the 49ers are 5-0, would they plug the rookie in at that point? That's what's going to be tough about this season. And later in the season, you're even closer to the playoffs and in the middle of a playoff run, a playoff push. Do you plug a rookie in there? It's going to be a tough decision for Kyle Shanahan. And here's a really fun game. If it does go that way and Trey Lance is starting by Week 8 against potentially Justin Fields starting for the Chicago Bears in Chicago, if I was going to buy a ticket for an away game, that would probably be the game, Week 8 at the Chicago Bears, Trey Lance versus Justin Fields. How fun would that be? October 31st, Halloween? Heck yeah, give me that one. That would be a party too in Chicago and Halloween, having a lot of fun there. Trey Lance versus, I mean, that's a homecoming for Jimmy Garoppolo too, right? He's an Illinois guy. That is his childhood team. So And the Bears could be pretty good. And I'm bullish on Justin Fields for the Bears, obviously. Shadow 49er. By the way, I'll go through my Shadow 49ers draft at some point here coming up in the next few episodes. Probably next week I'll get to that. Those who follow me on Twitter already know who those selections were for me this year as I was doing them live as the draft was happening. But Justin Fields versus Trey Lance week 8. That could be a lot of fun. Then the second game against the Cardinals week 9, November 7th, this time at home. That is the first half of the schedule. That is the first 9 weeks of the season. 9 straight games to go after that. The bye in the books. This is where the season might start to get long, starting in week 10 through week 18. And over half of those games on the road. We'll break down the second half of the schedule next and field a couple of questions. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes, models, it is now impossible to stock all the parts you need in a traditional chain storefront. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the counterman orders the parts on his computer? You can't see what he's looking at. He's looking at this screen, choosing the only brand his warehouse happens to carry. Then you got to come back and wait for the part to even get there. You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket with an endless supply of everything you need for your vehicle. I'm always blown away at how much they have in stock at rockauto.com. Why would you choose to spend 30, 50, even 100% more for the exact same auto parts at a chain store or a new car dealership? Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are always the same for everybody and are always reliably low. Just let them know that Locked On sent you. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Week 10, the 49ers face the Los Angeles Rams for the first time at home, November 15th. That is the Monday Nighter. Monday Night Football, Week 10, Rams, 49ers. There should be some division positioning at stake, absolutely, in Week 10 when the 49ers and the Rams face off. Get to see Matthew Stafford with the Rams for the first time. Week 11, the 49ers travel to Jacksonville to face the Jaguars. This is another good time I could see the 49ers plugging in Trey Lance. Maybe start him for the first time away from the home fans against a team like the Jaguars, who are still in a rebuilding mode. Rookie quarterback. By the way, Trey Lance versus Trevor Lawrence would also be pretty fun, but you got the college coach, first-time head coach in the NFL. Not a lot of expectations for the Jaguars to be a really good football team early. You're not worried about playing against Tim Tebow, the tight end, right? So I think week 11, if you want to keep the pressure low on the rookie. It's not a primetime game or anything like that. Week 11 at the Jacksonville Jaguars, I think, could be another spot where Trey Lance could get his first NFL start. Week 12, Minnesota Vikings at home. Another Sunday night football game. One of 5 primetime games. 3 Sunday nighters, a Monday nighter, and a Thursday night football game. We'll talk about that Thursday nighter in a bit here, which could be one of the tougher games on the schedule, actually, for the 49ers in Week 16. But Week 12, Week 13, is the Seahawks on the road in Seattle, Sunday night football. That'll be a huge football game. Staying on the road, Cincinnati Bengals, week 14, Falcons at home, week 15, then a really short week to face off at Tennessee. So a short trip on the road, Thursday night football. That's going to be a difficult one late in the season, 10 weeks after the bye has happened. So things might be pretty, you know, energy might be somewhat low at that point on a short week, having to tackle a guy like Derrick Henry, who's going to run the ball 40 times potentially. But he had probably run the ball 40 times the week before too. So maybe he'll be a little bit tired, but that's going to be an interesting one on short rest on the road at the Tennessee Titans, Thursday night football, week 16. Then coming back home and get some rest for a long week to face the Houston Texans in week 17 and then finish off the season on the road in Los Angeles against the Rams January 9th. That is the San Francisco 49ers schedule in 2021. Really anything after the bye, I could see making sense to plug in Trey Lance if the 49ers wanted to go that route. Would they plug him in during a playoff push? can you go to a rookie at that point? Do you want to plug him in earlier on in the season, even if you're winning, because you don't want to plug him into a game where it's a win or lose situation all of a sudden? Do you want to play him against an easy opponent on the road? Do you want to play him at home in a primetime game to get his first start? That Chicago game would be fun. Lance versus Fields, Lance versus Trevor Lawrence. Could see him starting in Cincinnati against the Bengals in week 14. That would be a pretty good game because he would have a chance to put some points on the board, because the Bengals look like they're going to have a pretty good offense. But defensively, it's not the biggest challenge. And look, this is all on paper. These teams could look completely different when we're talking about this 6 months from now. When we're talking about this in December, the Falcons could be a powerhouse. Who knows, with a new offensive coordinator in town. The Bengals could take off under their new young quarterback, Joe Burrow, and be, you know, this amazing team and this powerhouse team. Who knows? But there's so many winnable games on this schedule. I mean, there's eight games that you're thinking that if they played them today, the 49ers would absolutely be favored. I talked about how they're already favored by over a touchdown. We're talking about, you know, at least a touchdown or more favored against teams like the Lions. Probably the Eagles. The Jaguars for sure. Bengals. Texans. I mean, there's eight really winnable games. And then if you split in your division, that's three more wins. That's 11 wins already. That's already the over on the 10.5 for the season. And then you knock off some powerhouse teams. You beat the Packers. Is that going to even be the Aaron Rodgers-led Packers? Is that game not going to be as difficult as it looks? So this is an easy schedule, I think. This there's a lot of travel. There is some short weeks. There are some back-to-backs on the road. But man, as far as the opponents go and projecting out wins and losses for the 49ers, this is one of the easiest schedules I can remember for San Francisco. Playing that fourth place schedule really helps in getting some what look to be on paper right now. That is the caveat, because these teams could look very different. We'll find out. But we've got new coaching staffs. We've got quarterback problems, multiple teams here. So, rookie starting quarterbacks. How many of these teams have a worse quarterback position than they had last year or starting a rookie? You've got one in the Lions for sure. Jalen Hurts, I'm not sold on at all as the starting quarterback in Philadelphia. You got a rookie in Chicago. You got a rookie in Jacksonville. You've got a second-year guy coming off an ACL with the Bengals. You've got, who knows, for the Houston Texans in Week 17. That's six right there that are just really iffy at a really important position. And who knows, maybe one of these rookies takes off. Maybe Trevor Lawrence is already leading the Jacksonville Jaguars, you know, to a playoff hunt by week 11. Who knows? Maybe Justin Fields is the real deal, and I think he will be. And maybe it turns out that, oh my gosh, he's looking like Justin Herbert was last year by that point in week 8 for the Chicago Bears. So you don't really know what these teams are going to look like. The Falcons could have a powerhouse offense, but it looks like they still are going to have some problems on defense. Looks like a favorable schedule, though. Warren Sharp, who does some really great analytics work, sees it the same way. Thinks the 49ers have the easiest schedule in the entire NFL in 2021. The NFL.com analytics guy had the 49ers the second easiest schedule behind the New England Patriots. Mike Clay of ESPN had the 49ers at around 14. So even people who don't think it's the easiest schedule with the 49ers still think it's top half of the league easy. So, and I tend to agree. This looks like there's a lot of winnable games on the schedule for the 49ers, which just leads to potential disappointment if things go poorly and things go really wrong during the season. And we know from experience, we just saw this in 2020, things can go very wrong. Things can absolutely go in the tank in a hurry and go very bad. So a healthy 49ers team should win a lot of games in 2021. And I got to believe Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be that starter at the beginning of the season. The big storyline, obviously, when does Trey Lance get his first NFL start? Right now, I'm circling week 7 as potentially that spot, and then there's numerous times that he could get plugged in at the end of the year. And maybe if they just want to wait till the very end, maybe that home game against the Houston Texans would be a good one and finish it out playing against the rival Rams. Get the feeling of what a rivalry game would somewhat look like. And the question is, would you plug him in that late in the season unless you already have it clinched? Could the 49ers just you know, be 13-1 or something and have this thing clinched and just like, okay, go out there, Trey Lance. Go to town and play these next few games as the starter, and then we're going to go back to Jimmy for the playoffs. That would be interesting, and that would be ideal for Trey Lance, and maybe his development during this season will be blowout games, either wins or losses, where he's in there in the fourth quarter and getting some snaps rather than starting games. So that's going to be so fun to monitor all season long. We get to see him running around at practice Friday, rookie mini camp, preseason games, by the way. There's a preseason schedule I haven't really talked about. Raiders 49ers gets to happen again for the first time in years. That one is the third and final preseason game. Only three preseason games this year. Two of those are going to be at home. First preseason game is going against the Kansas City Chiefs, and then that week three preseason game against the Las Vegas Raiders. And we're going to see a lot of Trey Lance in those games, which will be super fun, and that'll be must-see TV. I'm sure for every 49ers fan to watch number five out there getting his first snaps, even if it is a preseason game. All right, let's get to some of your questions next. And hit me up at BDPeacock on Twitter. I would love to hear what your predictions are for wins losses now that you've seen this schedule for the 49ers. I mean, you got to peg it at somewhere around 11, I think, for me. And that feels conservative. This could be a 13-win team, a one-seed squad like 2019. I don't want to say easily because it's never easy in the NFL, but the 49ers are good, and there's a lot of winnable games on this schedule. Okay, let's finish this off with your questions next. What do you think? 10.5 wins for the 49ers in 2021? I like the over right now, looking at this schedule. Niners already favored by over a touchdown week one against the Detroit Lions. Bet on NFL futures. Props. There's Tim Tebow props already up at betonline.ag. Of course, UFC, MMA, Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL. Get the latest news, odds, and all the info for your sporting needs. Get in the action at betonline.ag. The fastest, easiest way to bet on all of your sports. Also, table games. You've got reality TV. Tons of things to bet on at betonline. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. This is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their playoff runs in the NBA. Head over to the website or use your mobile device. Sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus with promo code LOCKEDON. That's promo code LOCKEDON for a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. On the subject of strength of schedule, and if the 49ers have one of the easier schedules in the NFL, Aaron says, unfortunately, I don't believe the scheduling is in the Niners' favor. A lot of long trips back and forth, early bye, East Coast Thursday night football game at week 16. Yeah, but even with those, it still feels like it's not that daunting of a schedule. If you limit some of those back and forth, at least one early in the season, maybe the other back-to-back road game, though, is what, Seahawks Bengals? That doesn't really make sense for a layover anywhere, most likely. So who knows, maybe stop in Fargo or something and hang out at North Dakota State and practice for a week. I don't know. That's probably unlikely. But, you know, there is a lot of flying miles, but I don't think it's that daunting. Even with a short week, like everybody who plays Thursday Night Football is going to have a short week, and the team we're playing against is on a short week too, the Tennessee Titans. So I don't think it's that big of a problem. Thad says 5-1 p.m. Eastern games. Not sure how this is the easiest schedule. Again, it's just, I don't think it's that much of a problem. Two of those are those first 2 weeks, so you can have those body clocks set, then have a home opener that you're definitely going to be up for and reset that clock for an evening game there in week three. And so I don't think the 10 a.m. body clock start times for the 49ers, I think they can ramp up to that and be ready for it for week one. So I think that makes it easier. And the fact that those first two are back to back, then you only have three more the rest of the year. My guy Kruger on Twitter, talking about week one, says, you can see it knowing how week one often goes. Team with the new emotional coach plays over their heads in front of the home crowd, 13-10 game entering the fourth quarter. Jimmy Garoppolo and Kyle with another week one struggle to produce points, fans lighting up social media for Trey. I mean, I could definitely see that. Week ones are always really weird Maybe if the 49ers are slow out of the gate in week one and Dan Campbell has his squad biting knees and they're built to bully, and if the 49ers aren't able to get past that offensive line in Detroit and hassle Jared Goff, there's just not a lot of weapons on offense. But yeah, it would have to be one of those 13-10 type of games late. 49ers playing a little bit of a stinker, even if you come away with the win, might make some fans start to get very antsy for Trey Lance. I can absolutely see that, Kruger. And looking at those first 5 weeks before the bye, there's three pretty difficult games there. It's probably the most difficult stretch is if it's Aaron Rodgers-led Packers in prime time, then you've got Seahawks, and the Cardinals could be really good too. And if you stumble out of the blocks maybe in one of those first 2 weeks, I mean, there's a chance here 2-3, 1-4, something crazy like that going into the bye. It's definitely Trey Lance time at that point if the week six bye, if you have a sub 500 record in those first five games. And I don't think that should be overlooked as a possibility. Like, the 49ers could potentially stumble early in the season, and there is a, that's probably the toughest stretch of the year, is those three games in weeks 3, 4, and 5, right before the bye, right before just giving Jimmy Garoppolo enough chance to hang himself in a lot of ways and allow for the fans to start clamoring, give Trey Lance that extra month to watch NFL regular season games happen from the sideline, and then plug him in for week 7. That could certainly be the way this thing goes early. And then give Trey Lance an opportunity with a really easy schedule the rest of the way to win some games and build some confidence potentially. Probably take some lumps as well, though. Jay, talking about the podcast with Wink earlier this week and our 2018 draft grades, Kentavious Street did have a sack, but of course it was against Drew Brees, so it was taken away. 49ers Saints teammates in shock after Kentavious Street's sack of Drew Brees drew a penalty. Good call. And that was a BS penalty, and that was a nice play and a clean sack, in my opinion, of Drew Brees. But the fact he got hurt and was already dealing with some rib problems and a large human not even falling on you. Like, I thought he was trying to get off him and not actually land his weight on him. He could really hurt Drew Brees. And that was a shame that Kentavious Street's only career sack was taken away from him unfairly, in my opinion. Good call, Jay. I'd forgotten about that play. And one of the better plays of Kentavious Street's 49ers career. Matt says, hey, not sure if you've touched on this on the pod in detail. Is it just me, or is the small school roster build a bit extreme? It's kind of weird when you think about our roster, a lot of small school program guys. Trey Lance, North Dakota State. Jimmy G came from Eastern Illinois. Jeff Wilson, North Texas. Elijah Mitchell, Louisiana Lafayette. Kyle Juszczyk, Harvard. Brandon Ayuk was a JUCO guy before Arizona State. Kendrick Bourne, East Washington. Trent Taylor, Louisiana Tech. Joe Staley was a Central Michigan guy. Goes on and on and on. Ibu Cam was also an Eastern Washington guy, teammate of Kendrick Bourne's, by the way. Kinlaw, JUCO first before South Carolina. Sanford for Jaquaski Tartt. That's a good trivia question. What college did Tartt attend? Northern Illinois for Jimmy Ward. San Diego State for Brunskill. San Diego doesn't sends fewer than San Diego State does to the league for Dwelly. Florida Atlantic for Al Shire. Middle Tennessee State, Richie James. Delaware for Zach Kerr. And a lot of the 49ers, a lot of those players were not drafted by the 49ers. And a lot of the ones that were drafted by the 49ers were before this regime. I don't know what that tells us, to be honest with you. I'm not really sure. I don't think they're necessarily seeking out the smaller school guys. I think maybe it just shows they're not afraid of them. Some teams really like to hit bigger D1 programs hard, but it is an interesting trend, and I would love to see what, I would like to see the numbers, like what teams have the most players on the roster that weren't from Power 5 schools. That would be very interesting. And now that you pointed out, yeah, the 49ers do have quite a few, and now they're quarterback of the future. North Dakota State, FCS school. Let's go to email from Eduardo. He says, love the show, been listening for years. This Jimmy and Trey thing, doesn't it feel like Alex Smith and Cap I don't make it to too many games, but I was at that Seattle game when Smith got hurt and Cap came in and killed it, and the rest is history. It could play out somewhat that way. You've got the younger guy who's the more physically talented player, and if Jimmy does get hurt and Lance goes in, he's not coming back out. It would be very surprising if he does. And I did lay out one scenario earlier that he could, you know, play a couple of games at the end of the year if the 49ers have it all clinched up or something, then go back to Jimmy to start the playoffs or something like that, unless he lights it up. But if he lights it up, even then, people would start to say, oh, maybe it should be Trey Lance, or maybe you should get him some packages at least on the field. So, yeah, there is some similarities there. And it could end the same way for Jimmy G if he continues to get hurt. And history tells us that maybe the more likely scenario isn't that the 49ers just decide, okay, Trey Lance is ready. He's going to be the starter starting this week now. It's going to be a Jimmy Garoppolo injury that actually puts Trey Lance into the lineup. I think that is probably at least 50% likelihood of the way this thing ends. Last one here, another email quickly from Barnaby says, I'm an avid listener and I didn't hear your shadow draft. You need to do an episode just for your shadow draft and look back on your past shadow choices. I was wanting Lance with the first and was hoping for Asante Samuel in the second. I would have loved trade up for Paulson Adebo to fortify the cornerback room. Oh, well. Thank you for the email, Barnaby. And yeah, I mentioned it earlier. I will do an episode talking about the shadow draft, how I would have done things differently. And for those of you who don't know, the 49ers shadow draft, have been doing it since the Balky era, 2013. When the 49ers are on the clock, I'm on the clock. I make a pick. And it's a way to avoid hindsight scouting. If a player doesn't work out, I can go back and say, yeah, I wouldn't have taken Solomon Thomas here. I would have taken Jamal Adams, and I have the exact player I would have taken to avoid some of the hindsight stuff that goes on. It's just really fun for me to remember and go back and remember the players I really liked in draft classes and compare what I would have done to what the 49ers actually did. So I will go through all that and look at past classes and what I would have done for the 49ers this year if I were in charge. It's a fun exercise, and I know a lot of people do enjoy it, so we'll talk about that on a episode upcoming here on Locked On 49ers, and I will talk to you tomorrow, and we'll start to break out some of this film, as they call it. It's not reel-to-reel these days, but tape watching has been happening, and talk about some of these prospects more in-depth as part of the 49ers rookie class. Maybe get some reports about rookie minicamp as well over the weekend. All of that upcoming right here, Locked On 49ers.